This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. It is me, Elizabeth Benton, and this episode has been a long time coming. I have been meaning to pop in and chat about apple cider vinegar for a while now and talk about what, if anything, it has to do with fat loss. And it's kind of, whenever I think of apple cider vinegar, just like random short story. So when I was in maybe sixth or seventh grade, I went, for some reason, I was at my older sister's boyfriend's house. She was there too. And so my family all calls me Betsy. And he was like, "Hey, Betsy, you want a soda?" And like, I was a fat kid who wasn't allowed to have stuff like that. So of course the answer is like, yeah. And so he brings me this big tall glass. And he was like, "It's cream soda, right?" Well, I drank it down like I had been in a desert for 20 years because I wasn't allowed to have soda, right? Yeah, well, he had put apple cider vinegar in the glass to like mess with me. Oh my gosh. Let's just say it was easily, many, many, many years before I was willing to even smell apple cider vinegar. That is not something you want to swig down expecting cream soda and get a huge mouthful of apple cider vinegar. They look a lot alike, but anyway, yeah, that's how my apple cider vinegar situation started. So I want to first say that yes, apple cider vinegar does have some fat loss benefits. But I also want to say that I think some of the benefits are overblown a little bit, because you can Google benefits of apple cider vinegar and you will get everything from like, you name it. There will be literally hundreds of proposed benefits, like phone book size lists. And I'm not saying they're not true, but I am saying they're not necessarily factual. So let's take those lists with a grain of salt. Just because it appears on the internet and somebody says it's true doesn't make it true. Now, the other thing I want to point out, because when we open up Pandora's box and start talking about apple cider vinegar, then a bazillion questions come out of the woodwork. Like, well, what do you think about green coffee bean? What do you think about Garcinia Cambogia? What do you think? Blah, blah, blah. Let me just overarchingly say, none of this stuff comes anywhere close to the benefits of eating whole foods and eating for hormone balance. So following the things I talk about, like the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, those are going to be your big rocks. Many of the other stuff on the market that is supposed to, quote unquote, help with fat loss is at best fairy dust. Like little sprinkling here or there, not going to be anything that you are going to see a noticeable difference with. Now, the reason I'm talking about apple cider vinegar is because I think it's slightly above the fairy dust category, but not a big rock, right? I've been getting a number of questions about it, especially because it's something that I do incorporate into most of my days. But keep in mind, this was not something that I incorporated 2 years ago, right? This was not one of my big rocks for fat loss. It was not something that I focused on. And honestly, when I was eating Chick-fil-A and Pop-Tarts, I wouldn't have seen a flip bit of difference with apple cider vinegar. But as you reel things in, as your diet gets cleaner and more fat loss friendly, then you can potentially see some benefit from things like apple cider vinegar. So I would feel like a real jerk if I didn't make it clear that this is not a magic bullet. This does not in any way compare with real true big rock strategy like the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, like reducing fake flavors and hyperpalatables in your diet, okay? So as with anything, don't believe everything you read or hear, and allow yourself to be open-minded enough to consider, does this do something for me, right? Because ultimately, no matter what anybody says or writes, your body will let you know if it's helping or not. Does it help your fat loss? Does it give you more energy? Does it support your digestion? Does it clear up your skin? Let your body be your guide. I have received a number of emails about apple cider vinegar, especially because I've posted it on my own Instagram account a couple of times, so I wanted to bring it up. I do use it on pretty much a daily basis. Let's start with the basics of what it even is. So apple cider vinegar, which you'll often see online as just ACV, is vinegar made from fermented apples. You basically like crush the apples and you take the liquid, you add bacteria to it to ferment the sugar. The sugars turn into alcohol, right? But apple cider vinegar is not like liquor. The bacteria turn the alcohol into vinegar. And the health benefits come from the main component of the vinegar, which is acetic acid, right? That's where the health benefits are primarily coming from. I do want to say that not all apple cider vinegar is the same, okay? It's not the same quality. It doesn't deliver the same benefits. So don't just grab any generic bottle off of the shelf. The type matters. There are lower quality apple cider vinegars that do not deliver the same benefits. You want to look for three things when you are purchasing apple cider vinegar. And I will link to the brand that I personally use called Braggs, B-R-A-G-G-S. But number one, you want it to be organic, right? Number two, you want it to be unpasteurized. And then number three, and this one's a little bit weird, especially if this is new to you, you want it to say with the mother or the mother. And you might be thinking, whose mother? The mother is, it refers to the living part of the apple cider vinegar. I know it's a really weird word. When we're talking about kombucha, we talk about the SCOBY. When we're talking about apple cider vinegar, we're talking about the mother. The mother. So you want the bottle to say from the mother or with the mother or the mother. Just trust me, look for your mother. It's what makes the apple cider vinegar look cloudy. You do not want beautiful, clear apple cider vinegar. You want it to look a little murky. You want there to be some cloudiness, especially on the bottom. All right. This cloudiness develops as a result of the fermentation, right? This is how the bacteria turn the alcohol into the vinegar. It is the living part of the apple cider vinegar. It's what you really want. It's what makes it real. Now, one question I get before we dive into what it does and how it works and how to incorporate it into your day, how apple cider vinegar is different from, say, balsamic or white wine vinegar, right? One is obviously apple cider vinegar comes from apples. So there are polyphenols from apples and other vitamins and minerals that come from the apple and are therefore in the apple cider vinegar that we don't see in other types of vinegars which do not come from apples. The other thing, and I think more importantly, is that apple cider vinegar has a higher proportion of acetic acid than many of the other vinegars. And remember, I said that the benefits that we're going to talk about come from the acetic acid. When we talk about research here in a second on like what it does and how it does it, we're talking primarily about the mechanisms of acetic acid, which is higher in apple cider vinegar. So let's talk about what it does and how it does it. Because the primary benefit, which is why so many people supplement with apple cider vinegar, not apple cider vinegar pills, for weight loss, is that it helps control blood sugar. Now, if you're new to the podcast and you are not yet sure what blood sugar has to do with fat loss, I'm going to link in several episodes that I've already done over in the show notes on primalpotential.com so that you can get that backstory. If you've been listening for a while, you know I talk about that all the time, so you probably know exactly what we're talking about. But if you do not control your blood sugar, you make fat loss very difficult, far more difficult than it needs to be, right? Because blood sugar drives insulin. And I've talked about how important insulin is, so I'm going to link to those episodes in the show notes, right? But insulin is the master fat loss hormone. Insulin is not the bad guy, but when we do not control blood sugar, we don't control insulin. And when we don't control insulin, we have more hunger, we have more cravings, we have accelerated fat storage and inhibited fat loss. So by controlling blood sugar, helping to control blood sugar, apple cider vinegar helps to control insulin, which supports fat loss. Now, when it comes to the research on apple cider vinegar, I want to differentiate between animal studies and human studies. There are a lot of rat studies, right? And I'm not totally discounting them, but we are not rats. We do not operate as rats operate. So when you see rat studies, I just want you to kind of remind yourself that really human studies are going to tell us what happens in humans, and rat studies are going to tell us what happens in rats, and they're not the same thing. Like, whatever happens in a rat doesn't mean it's going to happen in a human. Okay, so the stuff I want to share with you today is related to human studies. And for those of you that don't like the research stuff, I'm just going to give you the cliff notes, and I will link to the details of the research for you science geeks over on the show notes at primalpotential.com. So the cliff notes version is that small doses of apple cider vinegar help to reduce blood sugar and help to burn body fat. And I'm going to be really annoying and just remind you of what I said at the start, that this is a small rock. This does not take the place of the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, of reducing processed foods and all of that kind of stuff, of making sure you're getting plenty of healthy fats, right? But as you clean up your diet, this can be significant, right? It doesn't mean that it's the biggest rock you have, but it can be a help for you in managing your blood sugar, managing your insulin, and accelerating fat burning. So one human study looked at people who were taking 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar before bed. And the people who took the apple cider vinegar before bed versus those who did not had lower blood sugar in the morning, which is great. That's awesome. There's other human studies that look at what happens when you have a couple of teaspoons of apple cider vinegar with meals that contain carbohydrates. And these studies showed a lowering of blood sugar measured after the meal, called your postprandial reading, of about 20%, right? So 20% lower blood sugar after a meal compared to those who did not have apple cider vinegar when they both consumed the same meal. And there are 3 ways that apple cider vinegar is having these effects, right? It slows the digestion of starch because it inhibits some of the enzymes that break down sugars and starches, but it also slows the overall rate of digestion, so you don't see a sudden hit of sugar in the bloodstream. Everything goes a little bit more slowly, so when we don't have the spike in blood sugar, or we have less of a spike in blood sugar, then we tend to have less of an insulin response, which is favorable for fat loss. Now, those rat studies. So there were these rat studies that showed that apple cider vinegar dials up your ability to burn fat and dials down your ability to store fat. But like I said, we're not rats. So there was this group of Japanese researchers who decided they wanted to see if they could replicate this in humans. Good thought, right? Because we're not rats. So they admittedly had a pretty small sample size. I don't want to go and say like this was like 1,000 people. No, it's just a handful of obese Japanese men. And one group got apple cider vinegar with their meals. The other group did not. All right, they all ate the same thing. And what we saw in the group receiving apple cider vinegar was that they were burning more fat and storing less fat. All right. Now, it's important to realize that many of these human studies will tell us like, yeah, they look like they burned more fat and stored less fat, but that doesn't mean the studies tell us how. So I want to kind of theorize and share some of the research on the theory of how this happens. Like, what is it about apple cider vinegar, or specifically acetic acid in apple cider vinegar, that impairs our ability to store fat and increases our ability to burn fat? One is, as I mentioned, lowering the activity of the enzymes that break down carbohydrates, right? So that is going to stimulate insulin-less and therefore have less fat storage. So that's one. But the other things that we see with acetic acid is increased activity of the enzymes that burn fat and decreases in the activity of enzymes that create fat. So we talked before on the podcast about when we consume too much sugar or we consume too much protein, our body can repackage those things as fat. And that process with apple cider vinegar gets slowed down a little bit so your body can't create as much fat, okay? So this is really a mechanism of acetic acid, and acetic acid is very prevalent in apple cider vinegar. Now, kind of outside of the fat loss side of things, because apple cider vinegar is used for, like I said, everything under the sun, whether it's effective or not, it does help to kill fungi and bacteria. But this is why it's really popular as like a natural cleaning product, or even for fungal infections like athlete's foot. If you have athlete's foot and you soak your foot in a mixture of apple cider vinegar and water, that helps to kill the fungi from the athlete's foot, right? It's also, because of its antibacteria, antimicrobial properties, it's often used for skincare. A lot of people will take like a little spray bottle of apple cider vinegar and spray it on their back and shoulders if they have acne in those areas, because it can be tough to fight acne on the back and the shoulders. I personally use it on my face. So about once a week, I have this clay mask. And it's powder, so you have to add liquid to it to put it on your face, right? So instead of adding water, I add apple cider vinegar to that clay mask. It's strong, like it's not for the faint of heart, but it doesn't burn your skin or anything. A lot of people use apple cider vinegar directly on their skin as a toner or as an exfoliant, not in the traditional way of like scrubbing layers of skin cells off of you, but because it kills and sloughs off the bacterial cells from your face. So I mix it with my clay mask and then set it on my face for 15, 20 minutes and wash it off instead of mixing my mask with water, right? Now, there are a ton of other proposed benefits of apple cider vinegar, and it goes way, way, way back, thousands of years. People used apple cider vinegar for wound healing and whatever. There's just not a lot of research for some of these other areas, like hair growth, for example. They suggest that you can put apple cider vinegar on your head to help stimulate hair growth. There's not research for that, but then again, I'm not trying to grow more hair. I have a very, very heavy head of hair. Also, benefits related to heart health, headaches, blood pressure, cholesterol, but there's not a lot of human research in these areas. So I'm not saying it's going to hurt you to take it, but I just want to differentiate between what has been studied and what hasn't been studied. Now, I must say loud and clear, when it comes to apple cider vinegar, more is not more. Do not drink too much of this, right? It is acidic, okay? So the acid can impact your teeth and your esophagus. Please do not take more than a couple of ounces, couple of shot glasses per day at maximum, okay? This is really important because sometimes when people hear something, like when I talked about cinnamon a few months ago, then people are like, cinnamon all over the place. More is not more, guys. And sometimes our body stops responding to things when we overdo it. So don't overdo it. There's no need for it. Remember that the biggest rocks are things like eliminating toxins and artificial flavors and following the golden rules of carbs and fat loss. More is not more. More is not more. Please, please do not have more than a couple few ounces a day. So how do you use it? First, I want to remind you to go for the organic, unpasteurized, with the mother or the mother versions. I love Bragg's. You can find that just about anywhere. I will link to it in the show notes for this episode over on primalpotential.com. But how do you take it? You could just take a shot, right? It's strong. It's like I said, I took a big old swigful thinking it was cream soda and it sure was not, but you can do that. If you're like tough and you just want to get it down, do it. It is more tolerable when it's cold. So you do not have to refrigerate it, but if you want to keep it in the fridge, that does tend to make directly shooting it more tolerable. I don't do that. I don't want to make life that unpleasant for myself. It's very strong and I wouldn't want to shoot it straight. My favorite way is to just pour about 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar into 20 ounces or so of water with some lemon juice. Every once in a while, I'll add some stevia, but I think it's really tasty and refreshing doing it with just water and lemon juice. You can also do salad dressings, right? Most of your non-creamy salad dressings, like I'm not talking about ranch or anything like that, but most other salad dressings that aren't creamy are just a blend of oil and vinegar and some spices, right? So I make my own salad dressings and I'll do equal parts vinegar and oil and some salt and pepper, right? You can get really fancy here, but I'm not fancy schmancy. So equal parts oil and vinegar with some salt and pepper is awesome. I also have up on the show notes one of my favorite, I guess you could call it a dressing. It's more of like a sauce-ish thing that I make with apple cider vinegar, and it's carrots, apple cider vinegar, extra virgin olive oil, fresh ginger, and green onion. And again, that recipe is over on the show notes at primalpotential.com. Just hit the podcast tab and you'll see all the podcast episodes right there. It's on the show notes page for this one. Also, using apple cider vinegar if you are going to make bone broth, right? Adding a little bit of apple cider vinegar helps to draw the minerals out of the bones and into the broth, right? And I did a whole blog post on the benefits of bone broth, how to make it, and why apple cider vinegar is important. And that is up on the blog at primalpotential.com, or you can go to primalpotential.com and search bone broth. You will find it right there. Again, though, I want to say, please do not overdo it. More is not more. And I also want to say, I don't recommend the pills. Part of what makes apple cider vinegar work is the fact that it is like alive, right? That mother part is biologically active. That is usually not the case in the pills. And if you get the pills stuck in your throat, it's highly acidic. You can burn your esophagus, right? And even in general, anything in pill form is likely not to provide the same kind of benefits that we would see in the real deal thing. So skip the pills, save your money. You don't have to have apple cider vinegar, right? You don't have to incorporate it every day. If you want to incorporate it every now and then, that's cool. Or if you're focused on other big rocks for you in your journey right now, I think that is awesome. But if you're going to do it, do it. Buy the real stuff, skip the pills. There are no shortcuts. All right, let's talk about what I ate yesterday to wrap up. I am doing the 14-day free flavor challenge. I guess I could call it flavor free, but it's free as well, as in costs nothing, which you can join. You can join the 14-day flavor challenge. Just if you're in the U.S., you can text RESET ME, one word, RESET ME, to the number 33444, or you can go to primalpotential.com/reset. And you can join and take the 14-day challenge. But because I'm doing that, there was nothing added, no added flavors to my day yesterday. I drank my coffee black in the morning, and I had a teaspoon of coconut oil just off the spoon before I went to work out. My workout was around 8:30 in the morning, and around 11, I had my big raw cabbage salad bowl that I talk about all the time with cabbage. That recipe's up on the blog too. Cabbage and eggs and bacon and walnuts. The bacon, just so you know, was from a local farm, so there were not added flavors or sugars, which is often the case with bacons you buy in the grocery store. So don't worry, I didn't cheat. And then 3 in the afternoon, I had another cup of coffee, which is later than I normally do, but I was tired. Rough night of sleep. I was feeling tired. Had another cup of coffee. And then around 6, I had that the carrot dressing that I was talking about with the apple cider vinegar and carrots and ginger and all that good stuff. I poured it over red cabbage, with chicken from a chicken that I roasted a few days ago and some avocado, and it was amazing. So if you have another use of apple cider vinegar, if you love it, if you're obsessed with it, if you have questions, if I left something out, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, get in touch with me. Let me know. I want to hear from you, and we will talk soon. I'll be back in a couple of days with another episode. So see you then. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.